Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Giants Insider Podcast on CSNBayArea.com. Sponsored by Max Muscle Sports Nutrition. Introducing your host, San Francisco Giants Insider, Alex Pavlovich.
Bruce Bochy, you got your closer. I know you're a happy man. What was your first reaction to hearing that you had Mark Melancon?
Oh, elated. I'll play on words here, a sense of relief. It's just really, really exciting for us. They get one of the premier elite closers in the game. Just filled a need, a much needed spot on our club. And, he's just going to stabilize the bullpen now. Something we can build down from. And we think we have the arms to get that sixth, seventh, and eighth inning. And last year, it was tough, no question, trying to get it in order. We had a hard time trying to figure it out. But, to have one of the premier closers in the game, it's going to make it a lot easier.
We talked to him today. He talked about how he can't wait to play in front of Crawford and Panic. And obviously a ground ball guy, keeps the ball in the park. What kind of fit do you think he is for the ballpark? And then for the defense he has?
He's a great fit because of that reason. Pitches to contact. He is a ground ball guy, which fits us just right, with Nooney at third and Crawford short and Joe and Belt. We feel like we have one of the better defenses in the game. And so, it just gives that pitcher a sense of confidence, too, especially a guy like Melancon who, probably could adjust and try to strike guys out. But, now he's got the confidence in our guys already, and that's good to know.
I know you've crossed paths with him a little bit. Obviously, a guy who's been an all-star. He was on a Taiwan trip with you. What do you know about him personally and the way he'll fit into that clubhouse?
Well, I got a chance to know him a little bit on that Taiwan trip. And just a professional, a quality person. Very, I think, easygoing, but yet has an edge when he pitches. A very confident guy. And the thing I like about him is the way he carries himself, takes care of himself. The numbers and the performance speak for themselves. But I think the person that he is, he's a family man and a guy that, is very dedicated to his craft.
I've covered you for 5 years, so I know you've started thinking already about opening day and the way your bullpen's going to set up. Right now, what do you think about the eighth inning, the seventh inning, the arms you have down there and how you might set it up?
Yeah, well, this is a question I probably can answer better in the spring, but I think with Hunter and Law, and then you throw in Smith, we have the guys that have the mindset, the equipment to handle that. I think we're going to learn from last year. I think those guys are going to be better. I like the progress that both of them made. Hurt us when Law went down. Now we had to even piece that together. But, they certainly have the stuff, the equipment, and I think the mental toughness to handle that seventh and eighth inning. And then you look at the experienced guys, like a Contos, who can help out there too. And the lefties are going to play a part, whether it's Okert or Osich. Those guys will play a critical role too.
You probably are losing three guys who have pitched a ton of games for you. How do you fill that void on the field, but also in the clubhouse? Kind of a leadership gap with Javi being out, especially a guy, and then Casilla and Romo free agents right now.
Alex, it's not easy. It really isn't. So, you rely on some other guys, including Mark, our new closer, to help out in that clubhouse as far as assuming a leadership role. I think you look at last year, and I think it's fair to say we missed Jeremy Affeld. I mean, he was a guy that was, you know, he was a little bit of the glue in that bullpen. I could use him anywhere. He helped stabilize it. And so I've already seen, you know, what it's like to miss, you know, that experience. And so when you get three guys, and I still don't know what's going to happen. I mean, they're still free agents, and we can still talk to them. But, you know, they'll sorely be missed.
As we sit here today, it looks like Williamson and Parker are the two guys in left field. How do you feel about that? And what did you see last year? Both of them have had stretches that we've kind of seen them put it together, but we haven't seen them just get the playing time.
Right, right. And that's going to be, you know, a pretty good battle this spring in left field, you know, as we stand right now. Parker and Williamson, Parker's out of options, but we're not going to let that determine what we do. But I do think they made strides last year. And right, I think at this point they need playing time. Now, Parker's had a lot more at-bats in the minor leagues than Mac. What I do like about Parker is, you know, he cut back on the strikeouts. He laid off some of those secondary pitches down below the strike zone. He did a better job of that. Mac, you know, had to deal with a couple injuries, but he got on a good roll there. So it's nice to have two potential power guys, which is something we need battling for this position.
Because we haven't seen you in a while, I have to take you back. Did you watch the postseason? What did you do since the end of the season when we had the press conference? Are you a guy? I know Crawford said he wasn't watching any of it.
Yeah, you know, I had a hard time. I'm not going to lie. You know, in all my years, that's the toughest game, you know, I've ever had to bounce back off of. And it took a while. You know, it was hard to watch that first postseason game. And gradually, it got a little better. But, you know, just the way we went out, that's a tough way to go. And our bullpens have been such a big reason for our success. So to go out that way, and really wasn't just that game, it was the second half. We just had a hard time trying to get it figured out. But, you know, you got to put it behind you. But I'm not going to lie, that was a pretty good blow to the chin, and took a while to get over.
As you try to come to peace with that, did you have anything that stood out as regrets or something you wish you could have had back or done differently?
Well, I think you can always look back. But, you know, these cards have backs on them. I felt good about protecting Moore, you know. He goes back out there. He's probably looking at 135, maybe more pitches, or I got to bring in a reliever with men on base. I felt, you know, with the three-run lead that, you know, the guys I had could get three outs. We knew we could get the matchups that we wanted. Started out with Law. He got the ground ball right in the shift. That was the walk hurt. You know, we got behind Rizzo, ended up walking him, and then Romo ended up getting behind Zobrist, and that hurt in the double. And then we had Smitty, and I was comfortable. And sure, they put in the right-handed bat, but Tyron was on second. I didn't want a left-handed bat up there to pull the ball. And he hits a ball that Smitty doesn't quite get to, C&I base hit, you know. And unlike us, we made a costly error. And then, you know, another, I felt like a cheap hit there. But, you know, these are moments you relive. The good ones, but the bad ones stay with you too sometimes.
On a happier topic, you added Phil Nevin to your staff, a guy you've known for a while, Jose Alguacil as well. What are they going to bring to the Giants on the bases, first and third base, respectively?
Well, Augie's been with us, so he knows me. He knows these players. He managed AAA in Sacramento for us, so, you know, their players will be comfortable with him. And he works a lot with Ron Wotus with the infielders. He'll be coaching first base, and he's going to bring energy. This guy's got a lot of get up and go. He's a worker, and he's a tireless worker. I mean, he'll be the first one there, last one to leave. Nevin, I think, is going to give us some new ideas. He played for me. He's always been a student of the game. He's going to be another set of eyes and ears for me, even though he's coaching third base. You know, he's a guy that's going to be in my office asking questions or making suggestions. I know him. And, you know, third base, he didn't coach third last couple of years, so we're going to have to work him pretty good this spring. And but I think he'll be fine. He's a baseball rat, and, you know, he's going to, I think, bring some new knowledge to the staff.
I thought of you when the new CBA came out, because I thought there had to be a couple things in there that stood out to you. First of all, four extra days off. And the getaway days, they say at least that they'll be easier on the travel. That's something you've talked about a lot.
I thought that was huge. I just thought it was critical for these players. We're wearing them down. We're having to rest them more. And, you know, to find a way to keep them rested. You're just asking for injuries when you don't do that. And then you have the travel days and playing the next day just gets a little dangerous. So I was really happy about that. Little things, the retired players, their pension got raised. I'm glad that we're still looking after those guys and taking after them. And, I'll look at it some more, but I just think the fact that, we're taking care of these players, that's what's important to me.
You've talked a lot about how you feel every reliever should go on the DL during a season and really get a break and get a breather for that arm. Does the 10-day DL make it easier if a guy has a thing here and there where you might, nothing serious, but something where you could rest him for 10 days?
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that because that's the one I like more than any of the changes. In fact, they lower down this the DL time to 10 days. There's so many times when a player gets injured and you get from the doctors or trainers, it's 7 to 10 days. So you're in a gray area whether to DL them, you don't lose one of your core players for 15. This will make it a little bit easier. It makes the most sense, I think, for the player today. And, it's going to enable you to go ahead and put them on the DL a little bit easier to give them that 10 days and not feel like you're missing too much. Now, what will happen, you'll see teams will get creative here and start throwing some guys on there, especially pitchers. I can't wait till right before the All-Star break. You're going to see some pitchers.
A lot of starting pitchers going to be on the DL right at the end there. One more thing, I'll get you out of here on this, that happened this offseason. Buster Posey finally won a gold glove, and Joe Panik won for the first time. I know it was a relief for you guys. You've talked for a couple of years about how you feel Buster was deserving. That. What was your reaction to that? And also, were you a little surprised, just because Joe didn't play that many games, that he won it?
Yeah, well, first of all, Buster, I was as happy for him for that as much as winning silver bat or really any of the awards, and he's won many. He's got a lot of hardware, but this I think is a special one because he's getting recognized for what he does behind the plate. You don't win 3 World Series with the same catcher unless he's really, really good at handling your staff and running a ball game. I fired off a text about that, and so I know that's a special one for him because he's known as an offensive guy, but he's pretty special back there. With Joe, I'm a little surprised probably. In fact, he missed time, not because of his defense out there. I do think he's one of the best defenders at second base. So I think it's credit to him, how much respect he has in the game despite missing some time, that he still won a gold glove. So I'm happy for him.
Well, you have your 3rd gold glover up the middle. Now you have your closer. I'd imagine you'll sleep a little bit better in the next couple of months. And I'm sure we'll see you right at the start of spring training.
Yeah, I know all the players, staff, myself, we're excited. We thank ownership, for being aggressive and stepping up and helping us get a closer. Not just a closer, but one of the best. And we look forward to the spring. And, we're pretty happy where we're at right now.
All right, thanks, Bruce.
All right, Alex, good talking with you.
It is out of here in the center field, and this game is over.
Got him.
And that's the perfect game. Swing and a miss. The Giants are world champions.
The Giants Insider Podcast on CSNBayArea.com.